For many people, Nepal conjures up images of the snow-capped Himalayas with Annapurna, K2, and Everest, the tallest mountain in the world. Those icy mountains make Nepal water-rich with 6,000 rivers and hundreds of lakes in a country that's roughly the same size as Iowa. Roughly 5% of Nepal's land is covered with marshes and other wetlands, critical habitats for endangered species and migrating birds. And even though Nepal has signed the Ramsar Convention to preserve wetlands, Ramesh Bhushal, the Nepal editor for the South Asian online magazine The Third Pole, reports the government is doing little to protect these vital areas. He's on the line now. Ramesh, welcome to Living on Earth.
Thank you, Steve.
So you recently wrote in an article in The Third Pole that wetlands are facing a lot of threats. What are the points of concern?
The first thing is that people don't understand the value of wetlands. A lot of people think that it is wasteland. Just waste, you know. There is no reason to conserve or protect. And people try to encroach those areas. For example, the schools are built or health posts are built. And governments also are not serious about protecting them. Their value has not been understood well by the communities, by the governments, by the authorities. That is where the problem starts.
So I understand that the Ramsar Convention would protect the wetlands, but you're telling me that the government doesn't pay a whole lot of attention to that.
In papers, there are wetlands which they have designated those wetlands as the wetlands of international importance. But, you know, only declaration doesn't make any differences. You have to invest on it. You have to mobilize the community. And you have to have a kind of a management plan. You have to invest your time and resources. So they have declared it, to be honest, it is. But there hasn't been much more focus on their protection.
Tell me about some of the species that depend on the wetlands for habitat and for their drinking water.
There are numerous wild animals which rely on wetlands. For example, Nepal, it is one of the hottest spots for the migratory birds. So birds, you know, travel all the way from Siberia and across the Himalayas and go to the southern plains of Nepal and even to India. So those birds fly for thousands of miles and then stay for a few months in Nepal's wetland, and then return back after a few months, kind of a winter vacation, for example. And Nepal is home to one of the world's endangered species called one horned rhinos. It is called Rhinoceros unicornis, and it is one of the largest population is in Nepal. They depend on wetlands for drinking water. If you talk about the tigers, there are only 4,000 tigers all over the world, Royal Bengal tigers. And Nepal has about 200. And these tigers also depend on those wetlands for drinking water or for other purposes.
So I understand that wetlands have a large cultural value in Nepal. Tell me about that, please.
Most of the water bodies are near to villages. They worship God in those kind of wetlands. They go there, they do some rituals. In Hindu culture, there's open cremation. So when somebody is dead, they take that dead body to the riverside on the bank of the river, and then they burn it. So once you burn those dead bodies, it will flow down to the Ganges, which they call the Holy River. Then you're on the way to heaven. So water is very important even after your death.
So Ramesh, what's the outlook for these wetlands? What do you see as the future for the wetlands of Nepal?
They are in sorry state, to be honest. And if we don't protect them, they won't survive for long. It's for sure. Because the area is decreasing. There are a lot of threats already there. And a lot of people are saying that, you know, the rainfall pattern will change due to climate change. And if the rainfall pattern changes, then those, you know, wetlands may not get enough water to store. So there is the threat of the climate change in the years to come, as well as the human threat that has been in place for long and it is still continuing. I'm hopeful that, you know, more efforts will be applied. But, you know, if you don't do it now, then it will be too late.
Ramesh Bhushal is the South Asia content coordinator for the Earth Journalism Network and Nepal editor for the South Asian online magazine, The Third Pole. Ramesh, thanks so much for taking the time today.
Thank you.